Well, Dr. Dre's wife is not getting divorced without a fight. She's my new hero. She's my shero because she's challenging their prenup, and $1 billion, I said billion with a B, is on the line. Nicole Young filed legal docs obtained by TMZ in which she stated that Dr. Dre is now worth $1 billion, and before they tied the knot, she was extremely reluctant and felt pressured to sign the prenup. She said 2 years into the marriage, Dr. Dre told her he was ashamed for pressuring her to sign it, and he tore up multiple copies of their prenup in front of her. What do you think about that, Steve? You think this is going to hold up in court? What do you think?
I don't like getting in people's personal business because I don't want nobody in mine. But we're going to talk about this billion, though.
Well, that's what it's about.
Well, we're going to damn sure have it. We're going to get started. And a large part of that billion is going to be with a lawyer. I've lost so many times in court. I just can't see him winning. I don't know dude that wins in court. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm pulling for you, Dre, but...
I'm pulling for
he
her.
He lose this, he going to be back on tour. He got to win some of this.
Tommy, they not going to take this man's empire from him.
Okay.
That's out the question. That's
the
not going to take
hard
it.
For that.
But
excuse me, $500 million is a lot of money.
No.
Half.
You ain't worked half.
Ain't nobody getting...
Half.
Sure.
You ain't worth no half or no a billion? Hell.
Look.
How many lyrics she write?
Half, okay? Steve is mad for real.
Now,
I love
we gonna make sure she all right. You ain't never gotta work again. But
all right is half, okay?
No.
All right
no.
is half.
Ain't 20 million all right? That, no?
I mean, I'm not gonna, turn my nose more like up at it.
More like 30 million?
Well, then get to sniffing it then.
I say half.
No, you said 20. We going to court. I'd run an air check. Your ass said 20.
I said I wouldn't turn my nose up at it. That's exactly what I said.
I think what they'll do is they'll reach some type of settlement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it depends on what her prenup said, too.
Yeah, I think half is very fair.
No, half is not. No.
We can all have our different opinions.
No,
half
but you always got that same opinion.
Yeah, yours ain't an opinion. Oh.
And
yours is a statement, Shirley.
Shirley,
you're very racist towards men.
You guys are very chauvinistic.
No. You're very, very bigoted. And matter of fact, Shirley Strawberry, you are racist towards black men. Every time a black man gets his ass in trouble, you want half.
Well, look, she helped him build his empire.
I'm ashamed to be working with you.
Don't discount her like she didn't contribute or anything.
No, I'm not discounting that sister.
Okay, then, half.
She the mother of his kids? Is that true?
Thank you.
Yeah, yes, I ain't discounting the sister at all.
They've been together forever. Okay?
They've been together forever. It's just going to have to be some type of settlement. She can challenge it.
A settlement is half. That is
fair.
Signed
a prenup.
A settlement is not half.
It don't matter. It don't matter about the prenup, Junior. Anybody can argue anything. Once you come to court, you can argue anything. Now, what happens is they bring up stuff in court to help you see a way out of this prenup.
Right. And I'm
it's
going to
be some type of settlement because some stuff can get said just to end it.
I'm going to need
I think
my
he's
legal
a good
fees
guy, man. I just think he's a good guy.
I'm going to need my legal fees paid as well. Thank you.
22
half
plus pay
you
my legal
fees. Thank you. We're moving on. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
We're going to check in with Miss Andrew.
I feel violated.
Me too.
Damn. I just got
Miss Dre wrote this right here. Yeah. We ain't seen no Miss Dre on that.
I just see her in NWA.
Hey, that's disrespectful right there, Miss Dre.
Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, I'm siding with Shirley Strawberry. That's right. Okay, this is Antrip with the news. A massive explosion shook the Lebanese capital, Beirut, yesterday. It was horrible, killing at least 100 people, injuring over 4,000 other people. It caused widespread damage across much of the city. Much of the city looks leveled like from a bomb. In fact, several hospitals were so damaged that doctors were seen ministering to the injured on the streets. Local authorities say the blast took place near Beirut's port, where some highly explosive materials were improperly stored. But officials say might also have been an attack. The cleanup, meanwhile, has begun in North Carolina in the wake of hurricane-turned-tropical storm Isaiah, but Governor Roy Cooper is warning residents about taking precautions.
As cleanup continues, don't forget that the pandemic is still with us. So help your neighbor, but do it safely. wear your mask, keep your distance, and bring your hand sanitizer.
And that goes for everyone everywhere that was affected, okay? At least 6 fatalities have been reported due to the storm. Word out of St. Louis, Missouri, prosecutors will not charge a former cop named Darren Wilson with shooting 18-year-old college-bound Michael Brown to death in Ferguson in 2014. Michael Brown was unarmed. He was shot to death in the back by Wilson, who's white. On August 9th, 2014, Wilson claimed he feared for his life, even though Brown was walking away from him. Michael Brown's parents, as you would think, are devastated. Okay, and the hits keep coming. Michigan Republican State Senator Tom Barrett, a bit of a COVID-19 denier who even sponsored a bill to limit Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's emergency powers, which included making masks mandatory. He wrote a bill to get rid of that. Barrett's now learned he has tested positive for COVID-19. U.S. Justice Department's awarded $35 million in grants to secure safe housing for survivors of human trafficking. That money to go to organizations in 33 states. The grants are designed to cover rents and utilities and security deposits, not just for like 1 year, but for several years, actually. So that is just out of the U.S. Justice Department, $35 million in grant money. So when it's a grant, you don't have to pay it back. And the president has signed a measure into law that allocates millions of dollars for various conservation and maintenance of the national parks and public lands. The bill had bipartisan support. Republicans are claiming victory for it, but the Democrats say we wanted it too, and the environmentalists say they really love it. They're so happy. Finally, Kanye West has dropped out of the presidential race.
Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
Well, Kanye withdrew his petition to be on New Jersey's ballot. He's reportedly no longer pursuing the White House. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You guys all right, everybody? All right, you all looking a little tight.
I'm still on this $1 billion, and you talking about you're supposed to get half. I'm still on that.
First of all, it's not
you ain't right one jam on chronic.
No,
not one.
Not now. You didn't draw the weed emblem on the album. You ain't booked a studio.
You don't know that. You don't know that. She stood by his
side
through all of that.
I believe, Shirley, yes. I believe that a settlement, it should be in place.
Right. I believe that. I agree with you. We're in agreement there.
I believe that
there.
A settlement okay, should be in place.
We're in agreement there. Yes.
But not no $500 million, though.
Why not, though? Why can't she get half? Why?
I'll say it again. You DLC. Ain't worked for half.
But you don't know that, though. Right. I think you're speaking out of school there. I think she's a mother. She's been his wife. She's had to put up with a lot. All of
definitely
that.
Definitely a mother. Definitely a wife. Got
yeah,
that
Yeah, you can't. And you can't put a price on that.
You can't
except
put a price
for
on
I can.
That.
I can.
Yeah, well, we know you can.
Half.
That's what you do.
Half.
Well, I'm glad you ain't half. Representing nobody. In
well, you know, I think it'll be a settlement. You know, it seemed like a... Dre's a good brother, man, and she's a wonderful sister. I met
yes,
them both.
Yes, she is.
I don't.
And
I,
worth
I,
every
it's
penny.
Sad. I just I don't like to see people break up, man. I just don't.
No, I now that part we're definitely
nothing,
in agreement
with. I get nothing
with.
From that, man.
Yeah, I mean.
I hate to see it when it happens.
And we know that, you know, you're going to have ups and downs in marriage, of course. We know
even
that.
Even though the two times that I broke up, it was both for joyous occasions for me. I just hate to see it for other people. But for me, it was an answer to prayer. It was a realization that God is in the forgiving business.
But you've grown now. You're older now. So I'm sure you can... be friends or friendly.
I mean, look, I've changed a lot. You know, I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes as a younger man. I really, really did.
And see, that's big of you to be able to even admit that, Steve. Seriously.
Right. And I've paid for all of my mistakes. Well, first time I have, you could have got the hole and it wasn't nothing.
Man,
that first one, that was just,
I start
man,
over.
That was not an asset. That was not a damn discussion.
The car, nothing, Steve.
Arguing about this 1500 I had got off Apollo. Maybe.
All right. All right, guys, we're going to switch gears here. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, something you don't hear about a lot, but there was a shootout in Beverly Hills. Yes, Beverly Hills. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.